This episode is brought to you by the 25X Productivity System Live, our two-day workshop where you'll discover the 25 skills to master productivity so you can have more time freedom, more energy in your life, and more capacity to focus on what moves the needle. Learn more at theproductivityshow.com/events. Welcome to The Productivity Show, a podcast where we believe you can get the important things done without sacrificing your health, your family, and things that matter to you. My name is Brooks from Asian Efficiency, where we help people become more productive at work and in life. And today is another Wisdom Wednesday episode, where you'll get actionable productivity advice in less than 10 minutes. And the topic today is related to the concept of self-management, and that is predicting productivity problems. It's one of the skills that we teach in our 25X Productivity System course. And with productivity, we all know that the unexpected can totally throw us off. And we've all been there, right? We have our day perfectly planned out, and then maybe a meeting runs super long and we're behind all afternoon. Or we wake up in the morning and our phone is blowing up because a critical system is down. Maybe we can't access the software that we need. Or maybe we get the call from school. All parents have been there, and one of our kids is sick or has to go home for some reason. Or maybe we can't get the resources for our trade show because there's a budget freeze in Q4. Or we come back from vacation and we're feeling tired, we're feeling overwhelmed, and it's like we need a vacation from our vacation. Well, some of these are definitely unexpected. There's really nothing you can do about your kid being sick. But with a little bit of thought, many productivity problems can be predicted to some degree. And if you can predict them, you can at least try to avoid or mitigate them. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And the first aspect of this is to know what you're getting yourself into. So let's take a look at some of the examples that I gave earlier. How about the meeting one? A meeting you had ran long and it just made you behind all afternoon. That happens, we've all been there, but this meeting you were in, does it maybe run long often? Or was it a topic that you knew would drag out? Or does your organization just have a culture of not really sticking to meeting times? It could be that if you really thought about it, you could have maybe foreseen at the time after the meeting would be at risk. And maybe you were being too optimistic planning a bunch of stuff afterwards. Another example is that trade show that lost budget in Q4. Anyone who's worked in a public company, I definitely have, has probably experienced Q4 budget freezes as the company tries to make its year-end numbers. Knowing that, we could have had a contingency plan ready to go just in case something happens. And finally, the vacation one. You may have noticed that we often are tired the first day back from vacation. It's very, very common. So knowing that, and of course, it's not always possible, but if it is possible, when you come back from vacation, perhaps you could take a buffer day. That's an extra day off after getting home, but before you start back at work. The key here is to notice patterns. You want to just start paying attention. Are there certain meetings that often run long or are really draining? Are there certain things that just tend to happen a lot at work or in life? Journaling can really help with this, but even if you don't journal, try to get into the habit of when something happens, just think, I'm going to keep that in mind. It is a muscle that you can exercise over time. For example, I notice that I'm often pretty drained after recording a podcast. So I try not to schedule or plan anything really heavy on podcast afternoons. Is it always possible? No, of course not. But even trying is helpful. So by knowing what you're getting into and noticing patterns, you can then start to look ahead. What do you have coming up and what potential productivity problems could come up? So if you're going to travel, do you have a way to get at your information offline in case the Wi-Fi is garbage where you are? Do you see any at-risk meetings or tasks? Are there going to be any difficult conversations or, let's face it, people that are going to make it hard for you to do what you want to do? Maybe is there anything coming up that you know you are susceptible to procrastinating, like maybe a task that you're not going to want to do? Once you identify potential problems, you can be prepared and, you know, maybe things will work out perfectly, and that's great. But it's like productivity insurance. You'll be really glad you've thought ahead when you need it. So to get started, look ahead at your calendar and your to-do and your project list for the next 2 weeks. Do you see any potential productivity problems lurking? And what are you going to do about them if they happen? Thanks so much for listening to The Productivity Show, and I will see you next time.